بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: أفشوا السلام بينكم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, spread salam amongst you. Afshu salam bainakum. Spread salam amongst you. Try to greet each other with the greeting of Islam. Whenever the opportunity arises where you are able to greet your Muslim brother, or your women in the home, the maharim, with the greeting of Islam, then you should never let go of this opportunity. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are so many benefits in carrying out this instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. If we greet someone with Assalamu alaikum, we will become worthy of 10 rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we greet somebody with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, we will become worthy of 20 rewards. And if we greet somebody with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, we will become worthy of 30 rewards. So, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, 30 rewards. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, 30 rewards. When we are saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, we are showing concern for our Muslim brother, because we are praying for him. We are saying, may the salam of Allah be upon you. May the rahmat of Allah be upon you. And may the barakah from Allah be upon you. So may the peace of Allah be upon you. May the mercy of Allah be upon you. And may the blessing of Allah be upon you. And salam, rahmah, barakah, these are three words. They separately encompass the goodnesses of this world and also in the hereafter. So if only one of them is accepted, Assalamu alaikum, may the peace of Allah be upon you. So Allah will grant him safety in this world, safety in the hereafter. Wa rahmatullahi, may the mercy of Allah be upon you. Allah's mercy will enshroud this person in this world and in the hereafter. Wa barakatuhu, may the blessing of Allah be upon you. Barakah, barakah from Allah. Then, barakah from Allah will fulfill all the needs of a person in this world and also in the hereafter. So a person, by greeting his fellow Muslim with the words Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu is showing concern, showing love, is conveying this message to his Muslim brother or Muslim sister that I am your friend. I have love for you. I have feeling for you. I have concern for you. And in return, when the other says, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the same thing. So rewards for both. Both are showing concern towards fellow Muslims, and Allah loves this. من كان العبد والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains in assisting his servant for as long as he remains assisting his brother. So by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, we are assisting our Muslim brother because we are praying for him. It's like saying to somebody that may Allah grant you cure, may Allah grant you shifa. So we are assisting this person in recovering from his illness. So dua is supporting somebody, showing love, showing concern. And this showing of love, showing of concern, this assistance, it brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also will strengthen the bond between the two. If I say to somebody, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You see, it has become a habit for us to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, so we don't take any notice. But if somebody is suffering and I say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this difficulty of yours, he will immediately understand that this person has feeling for me. This person is concerned about me. So if we were to understand the meaning of salam, we would immediately feel that no, this person has love for me. Assalamu alaikum. He is praying for me. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This person has love for me. And this will bring the hearts together. If the hearts are already together, this will strengthen the bond that is already there. So the third benefit is, it will strengthen the bond of love between Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will not be able to enter Jannah until you become perfect believer, complete mu'min. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا. And you will not be able to become complete mu'min until you love each other. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I not guide you towards something which if you begin to do, you will begin to love each other? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam amongst you. Through salam, a person is able to remove misunderstandings also. I have a misunderstanding that he has something against me. He has a misunderstanding that I have something against him. We all have misunderstanding. Misunderstanding that he has something against me. Misunderstanding that he doesn't like me. Misunderstanding that he wants to keep away from me. Misunderstanding that, oh, he is very proud because he is rich and I am poor. Misunderstanding that maybe I have caused him some pain. If you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it removes this misunderstanding. And with that, if we shake hand also, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it will remove misunderstanding more. And with that, if we also do mu'anaka and hug each other, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, mu'anaka and musafaha, it will dispel all misunderstandings. It will also become a means of our being granted entry into Jannah without any difficulty. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "At'imut ta'am, afshus salam, wa at'imut ta'am, wa silul arham, wa qumu bil layli wan nasu niyam, afshus salam." When he was entering Medina Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala says that these are the first words I heard emanate from the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afshu salam, spread salam. Wat'imu ta'am, feed. Give food to others. Wasilul arham, and tie the bond of kinship with your relatives. وَقُومُوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. And during the night, stand in qiyam when people are asleep. Do four things. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ. You will enter Jannah with ease and safety. أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ. Spread salam. And spread salam means spread, make it reach far and wide. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to enter a gathering which was large and long, so when he used to enter that gathering from the back, he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He would walk a little and say again assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He would walk again a little and he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And large gathering, not long, sitting in width. So he would enter the gathering, he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then he would look to the right and he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He would look to the left and he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Idha sallama sallama salasan. When he used to do the salam, and if circumstances required, he would do salam three times. When he used to enter the home, he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When he would meet old or young, he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When he would enter the masjid, and if there was no possibility of disturbing anybody in ibadah, he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When he would leave the gathering, he would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Because in a hadith he said that both salams are same. Nowadays when people enter a home or enter a gathering, they would say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But when leaving, they do not say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They will say, fi amanillah. They will say, Allah Hafiz. Just as it is sunnah to say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu upon entry into a gathering, or upon entry into a home, or upon meeting somebody, similarly, it is also sunnah to say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu when leaving the gathering, or when separating from somebody. So the meaning of afshus salam is whenever you get the opportunity, salam, salam, salam. You are walking from here to the shoe area, you meet one person who says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After a few steps, another person say again assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After a few steps, another person assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now imagine if we carried out this instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much the ummah would thrive from all aspects. Because each person is praying for the other, that may the peace of Allah be upon you, may the protection of Allah be upon you, may the mercy of Allah be upon you, and may the barakah of Allah be upon you. And sooner or later, Allah will accept somebody's prayer. If 1,000 people pray for me, over and over again, Allah will accept a prayer at some point, and Allah will grant me salamati, Allah will grant me Rahma, Allah will grant me barakah, and same with everybody. But nowadays, people lack in greeting each other. We do not carry out this instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Spread salam. Do salam as much as possible. Do salam as much as possible. The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain, salam has been ordained by Sharia when two people meet each other after separation. So I came into the gathering and I said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now sunnah is finished. Now I will not be able to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you until we separate from each other. So if I was to leave this gathering, go into the atrium, and if one of you was to come there, now I'm able to say to you Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I cannot say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu whenever I want. So after separation, when two Muslims meet, that is when they are supposed to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala in Majmain understood the significance and the value and the benefits of salam. So what they used to do when they used to be walking together. So they met, two Sahabi met. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And they are walking, and circumstances compel them to separate for a while. For example, the path is narrow, and there is a rock in between, or there is a pillar in between, or there is a tree in between, and one went this way, one the other way. So they separated for 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So they would look for excuses. Excuse to use this dua in favor of each other. As soon as a tree or a pillar or a rock would separate them, as soon as they used to see each other, they would say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is the first thing we need to do, my friends. We need to do as much salam as possible. Afshu salam bainakum. Spread salam. Spread salam means frequently greet each other. Greet those who you know and those who you do not know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَتَقْرَوُ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. From the beauty of a person's Islam is, that he greets those people he knows and he greets those people he does not know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, that it is from the signs of Qiyamah that a person will greet those who he knows and he will not greet those people he does not know. So our first stage of decline was that we started greeting those who we knew and we started neglecting those who we did not know. Now we have declined even more. We are not even greeting those people whom we know. So in abundance, kasrat. And another thing we need to do is that sabqat, that we need to try to be the first to greet. Out of arrogance, out of pride, we say, no, why should I greet him first? Let him greet me first. And this is one of the main reasons for not greeting each other. Because when I meet Abdus Samad feels, why should I greet him first? He should greet me first. If he greets me, I want to greet him. I want to be greeted also, and I want to greet him also. But no, he should greet me first. Why? Because I am bigger than him. I am more superior to him. I am more virtuous than him. The other is thinking the same. I want to greet and I want to be greeted. But first I want to be greeted, then I will greet. So both of them will not make salam. And they will just pass each other. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibr. The one who initiates the salam, he is free from kibr. He is free from arrogance. That is why he is not reluctant to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the person who initiates the salam, he is free from kibr. Or, if he has kibr, and if he finds it difficult to initiate the salam, but if he uses this amal as the medicine, and he carries out mujahada, he forces himself to initiate the salam over the weeks and months, through the barakah of this amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free him from the illness of kibr. Al-Bari wa bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. Either he is bari now or bari'un fil mustaqbil. And the one who initiates the salam, he will be rewarded more than the one who replies. Because the one who initiates the salam, he is the one who is carrying out a good amal, and he is the one who has become the means of another person carrying out another amal. And he is carrying out an amal which is sunnah, and he is compelling, or he is becoming the means of somebody else carrying out an amal which is more superior to his amal, which is wajib. So Allah will reward him more. There are only two instances where the sunnah amal is more virtuous than the wajib amal. One is when a person initiates the salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sunnah. Reply is wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wajib. Who is rewarded more? The one who is carrying out the sunnah amal. And another place, when a person sneezes and he says alhamdulillah, this is sunnah. And the person who says yarhamukallah, he is carrying out a wajib amal here also. Because he is becoming the means of the other person carrying out an amal which is more superior than his. So Allah will reward him more. So kasrat, as much as possible. And we will benefit. Number two, sabqat. Sabqat. We want to be the first. And I have mentioned this incident before regarding Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the first head teacher of Darulum Deoband, Maulana Muhammad Yaqub Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the son of Maulana Mamluk Ali Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Maulana Mamluk Ali is the teacher of all teachers. Because Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Maulana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, they were all his students. Maulana Mamluk Ali Rahmatullahi Alayhi, his son, Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was working somewhere and his monthly wage was 100 rupees in those days. And when Darulum Deoband was established, his services were needed in Darulum Deoband. And he was invited to serve Darulum Deoband, the wages being 6 rupees per month. And where he was working first, his wage was 100 rupees per month. Fortune in those days, very, very big sum. There also he was doing he was occupied in the service of Deen. There also he was doing some research work. But for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took this post of the head teacher at Darulum Deoband in those very initial stages. And Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that I have not studied so many books. Kutub is the plural for kitab. Kutub. I have not studied so many books. Kutub. I have studied kutub, the saintly people. He said, I have not studied so many books, I have studied the saintly people. One of those was Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi would never let anybody, young, old, initiate the salam. Always he would be the first one to say, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi thought to himself that no, I must initiate the salam when I meet Maulana Yaqub Nanutvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. How? He studied his route very carefully. From home to madrasa, madrasa to home, his timings. And after studying everything, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali hid himself behind the wall. And when Maulana Yaqub Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali was walking down the street, and when he came very near, he suddenly jumped out from behind the wall and he said, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." So initiate the salam. Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would greet even we the young ones, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." So frequently, in abundant salam. Number two, sabqat. And another mistake we make is that we greet the people outside, but not the people at home. So if we go to somebody else's house, we will say, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah." But when we enter our homes, we deprive our own families of this precious dua. "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." So frequently salam. Don't miss any opportunity. Number two, sabqat. Initiate this salam. And number three, sihat. Sihat. Correct and loudly. If we are greeting somebody, at least he should know, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." And at least he should know what you are saying. Because the mas'ala is that if a person says "Assalamu alaikum," then either reply by saying "Assalamu alaikum" only, or "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah," or "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." وَإِذَا حُيِّتُم بِتَحِيِّتٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Equal or more better. So if I say without being audible, the person doesn't know what I have said. He only knows I've greeted him. And if I have said "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh," he also needs to say "Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." But he might only say "Wa alaikum assalam." And he will not be following the instruction of the Quran. So let the people know what you are saying. And if you do not say "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh" loudly, you are defeating the objective of salam. So, "Assalamu alaikum" with Hamza at the beginning. Majority of the people, even the learned, even those who teach a hadith, they don't pay attention and become "Assalamu alaikum." They do not use the "as," "assala," and "Assalamu alaikum." "Alaikum," "Assalamu alaikum." Just as we say in salat, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." And in reply, "Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." It's not necessary. The person who greets, it is necessary for him to say loudly, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." The one replying, it is not necessary that he says it loudly, as long as he indicates to the person that yes, he has replied. For example, he moves his lips and tongue. But it is better that he also says it, showing his love and feeling, "Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." I will conclude upon one incident regarding Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullahu ta'ala. Imam, if somebody says "Alhamdulillah," it is not necessary that you make him hear "Yarhamukallah." But Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullahu ta'ala was once traveling by sea. And he got onto the ship. And after getting onto the ship, when the anchors were raised and the ship started sailing away, a person sneezed and he said, "Alhamdulillah." Now it was incumbent upon Imam Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi to say "Yarhamukallah." But by the time this person sneezed and said "Alhamdulillah," and Imam Dawud is able to reply to him, the ship had sailed away. And it was not possible for Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi to make him hear "Yarhamukallah." So in those days, the ships used to have small boats, because many people used to forget something on the seashore. So they would want to come back again, and the sea would slowly, slowly sail. And they would take the boat and come back very quickly. And you had to rent out the boat. So Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi gave 1 dirham for the boat. Now 1 dirham in those days was big money. 1 dirham. Why? Because he came to the seashore and he said to that person, "Yarhamukallah."
Yarhamukalla. Now, imagine the hard work he had to do. Coming off the ship, getting onto the boat, up to the seashore and back again, and also spending one dirham. And it was not necessary for him to let him know that he has said, Yarhamukalla. So he came and he said, Yarhamukalla. And then he left again. And he got onto the ship. At night, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi saw a dream. And in that dream, two people were talking. One said to the other, Ishtara Abu Dawud al-jannata bidirhamin. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullahu ta'ala has purchased Jannah for one dirham. That means this amal of his has made him worthy of Jannah. So if somebody sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then we should say Yarhamukallah. And Yarhamukallah, the other person should again say Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. These are all for our benefits of each other. And if somebody says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, we should say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We should say loudly Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And let me make one more point. That majority of us, when we meet each other, we shake hands. And the lips are not moving at all. So the shaking of the hands takes the place of salam. Salam is the soul. Salam is the soul of greeting. So musafaha is a dead body without assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mu'anaka and hugging is a dead body without assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So make sure that when we meet each other, without musafaha and without mu'anaka, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If with musafaha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. With musafaha, mu'anaka, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to carry out this instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and benefit from its innumerable benefits. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what lies hidden in this greeting. And this is not the greeting of this ummah only. Right from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until today, it was the greeting of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is the greeting of the Malaika. It was the greeting of all the ummats. And it will be the greeting of the people of Jannah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.